keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Emma, Izzy and Toby with your 9am Zedlines. In local news, a fire has started on a plane after it landed at Brisbane Airport last night. Around 200 passengers were on board the plane when it landed at 7pm from Darwin. The fire is believed to have started from the plane's brakes. Airport firefighters were quick to extinguish the fire, with wider operations at Brisbane Airport being unaffected. The aircraft will be inspected by Virgin Airlines engineering team before being returned to service. The Queensland Country Women's Association's Coolangatta branch is seeking to make their hall heritage listed to ward off developers. QCWA president of the Coolangatta branch, Karen Howell, has said she's had to reject offers of more than $10 million to protect the hall. The hall is located on the Coolangatta foreshore and is a popular tourist hotspot surrounded by pristine beaches and high-rise holiday apartments. The branch has made a submission to the Gold Coast Council to add the building to the Heritage Register to protect it from further development.
For your national news, the Bureau of Meteorology has confirmed sea temperatures have been, quote, 1 or 2 degrees above average, end quote, from Cape York down to Brisbane, with this new information foreshadowing a potentially difficult cyclone season. With water in the gulfs already sitting at 30 to 32 degrees and Cairns at 27 to 29, experts are saying that these temperatures are, quote, abnormally warm, end quote. Jonathan Howe, BOM meteorologist, has said that these warmer waters often lead to heavier rainfall and is, at an extreme, a, quote, fuel for cyclones, end quote. More resources and tips for cyclone preparation can be found on the Queensland Government's Get Ready Queensland website. In other news, Bowman MP Henry Pike has challenged the National Government's housing promise on Tuesday after Redland City renters face housing stress. Speaking in Parliament, Mr. Pike criticised Prime Minister Anthony Albanese and the Federal Government on the $10 billion Housing Australia Future Fund, saying that it has delivered less homes than promised. Claiming that the housing policies were failing due to the 567 of the promised 40,000 social homes actually being completed, Mr. Pike sparked a verbal sparring match with the MP, saying that, quote, we have completed under our government 5,000 social and affordable homes across the board, end quote. Prime Minister Albanese was not taking the criticisms lying down. He explained that the lack of completed homes is due to the, quote, rolling door of governments between 2013 and 2022, when there was no housing minister, whilst also commenting on the former government's lack of completion with only 373 homes completed after 9 years in power. According to the Redland Local Housing Action Plan from 2024, the city has 63,680 homes for a 166,536 total population. Almost 30% of rental households are unable to access affordable housing.
And in international news, just a content warning for this next story, which includes discussion of sexual assault. There has been global outrage after vision emerged of Mexican President Claudia Sheinbaum being groped in public. The incident occurred while Sheinbaum was walking through Mexico City on Tuesday. Speaking in her daily press conference, Sheinbaum said the incident was not an uncommon experience for women in the country. She said, quote, if they do this to the president, what happens to the other women in the country, unquote. Feminist activist and artist Maria de la Rosa said the issue was emblematic of the wider issue of femicide and gender-based violence in Mexico. She said, quote, the issue of assault is like the base level on the violence thermometer, and it culminates in femicide, unquote. And then for your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy. It's currently 23 degrees with an expected maximum of 27. The fire danger is moderate, and the UV index is predicted to reach 9, which is in the very high band. So if you don't slip, slop, and slap, you will be sorry. That's all for your news at 9am. We'll be back at 10am with more. And in the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4zzz.org.au.